Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
So, you want me to play a song that I wrote. I'll play one for you that I recorded with Booker T and the MGs in Memphis, Tennessee when I was 17 years old. A senior at Booker Washington High School, and it became known as Green Onions.
All right. Yeah. You're still getting so much joy out of playing that song. I mean, that's remarkable, actually.
It's a fun little song. It has been for a long time. Yeah, thanks.
Do you remember the first time you ever sat behind one of these organs? It's the Hammond B3.
Yes. The cover was back. I was in my piano teacher's house for a piano lesson. It was away in her dining room where she had break fronts with china and silver in them. And I thought that this was just another piece of furniture with some dishes or something in it. And I wondered about it a number of times when I had my lessons, but I didn't look over there too much. But I finally asked her what it was, and she said, "Oh, you don't want to know what that is." And but I was persistent and said, "Well, what is it?" And she said, "It's a Hammond organ, but, you know, you don't have money enough to pay for the lessons for these, and just, you know, concentrate on your piano, you know." But I finally, when I found out the lessons were $15, I got a paper route. And I got the money for the lessons, and she opened one of these things up, and I saw the keyboard, and it kind of grabbed me, you know, like instruments sometimes do. I remember when I first saw a clarinet, just the sight of it kind of grabbed me. Oh, look at that, you know, and you know, a guitar, they do that. Kids look at instruments, and so this thing kind of grabbed me, and the warmness, the warmth of it, and then she played it, and you know, she played. Well, she played something. Bach. Bach, you know, and then I was like, oh, whoa. So that happened, and that's the first time I saw it. Her name was Elmertha Cole. She was on Orleans Street in Memphis, Tennessee, and I started taking piano lessons from her, and as my piano teacher and my organ teacher and my mother as my piano teacher, just changed my life. But Mrs. Cole taught me how to crawl on the instrument. This is different from a plucked instrument like a piano, where you hit the note and the note sustains on its own. This one you have to hold it. So she told me that the trick of playing a Hammond organ is to learn to crawl. So you have five fingers on each hand. So what you do is you hold one finger down and you use the other fingers to play other notes. So they call it crawling. And that's what makes this one so different. That's what I owe her.
you rattle her china?
This is cold, That's the first time I saw it. Was that your question?
That was beautiful. How old were you?
10 years old. 10 years old, but I was also interested in a clarinet. My father had bought me a clarinet, and I got one free lesson on that. So I started to, and there was a clarinet sound on the organ, so I started to become interested in a lot of different instruments at a young age. But I would like to do this song for you. This is a blues song that I wrote the music to with my partner William Bell, working at Stax Records. This is for Albert King, called Born Under a Bad Sun. I was about to do a little bit of this before. This is one of the beauties of the Hammond organ, is the ability to change the sound into something that's kind of warm and natural. Into something that's kind of eerie. And I was born under a bad, bad sign. Under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble, my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl now. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Wine and women, all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave, yeah. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl now. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Didn't learn how to write. My whole life has just been one big fight. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl now. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Oh yeah. For bad luck, wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. No. Luck at all. Family room for Albert King, and of course he was the left-handed guitarist from St. Louis, and it was just the next day was just a magic day. So I have another song. This is a new one. My wife always fusses at me for forgetting the words on this, but I wrote it about Memphis, and it's called Down in Memphis. Doing it in the heat, learning how to walk the beat, laying it down again, taking it on the chin. Heading for the darkest club down on Beale Street, playing that funky music, drinking that funky gin. Gotta be a pistol, gotta be a gun, gotta be one strange phenomenon down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. I got a new woman over in Klondike. 10 minutes in a Thunderbird, running on a turnpike. Gotta pay union dues, makes me wanna sing the blues. I can't be a winner now, cause I'm born to lose. Down in Memphis, yeah. Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Down in Memphis, Memphis. Doing it. I gotta shine shoes down on 4th and Walker, out on Peggy's patio for some sweet talker. Spend your easy nights out in Mowry Heights. You're living on a country road with no street lights. You try to find love out in Dixie Homes. Look at your TV, you see Rufus and Bones. Nat D. Williams is giving you a D minus. The man won't hear no plea, the man won't play no key. Yeah, down in Memphis. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Down in Memphis. Yeah, Memphis. Well, now Memphis, 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 Tennessee.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Great to be here. And I just want to give you my own personal thanks for working for this company. And, you know, public radio is so important. And I just want you to know I appreciate it.
Thank you for saying that.